Just to remind everybody that language usage and content that we provide here may be disturbing, disgusting, probably will be and should be. Words like bloody custard and words that rhyme with that may be featured. Actually, will be featured. In fact, perhaps will only be featured. Just warning you.
You're listening to Cyrus Says.
Okay, the show is called Cyrus Says, though after reading Anuja Chauhan's book, I want to call it Anuja Chauhan, but apparently there's a legal issue. But I'm very upset. I want to rant about something here, and it's to do with India's greatest sport, psycho fancy. I can't take it anymore. I'm sick of it. Police, if you're listening, and I know you're not because you never listen, please stop this. Stop behaving like 8-year-old children. I take my dog to the Oval on the weekends. He's 13 and a half years old, German Shepherd, lovely fellow, but he can't walk properly, so I have to carry him. It's a bit like my marriage. She carries me there. And so I'm carrying him, and they don't let me park the car outside the High Court. Why? Because at that very moment, at 5:30 on a Saturday evening, the Holland Prime Minister, his name is Mr. Rutte or Ruttu or Ratta, is somewhere in Gateway, which is 2 kilometers away. And so the fellow tells me, sorry, you can't park the car here. Then I asked him who's coming. I found out later it was the PM of Holland. And he says in English, no idea. They don't even care. But you can't park the car because me and my 14-year-old dog are going to kill the Prime Minister of Holland, who apparently is the most dangerous man in the world as well. So please, if you're a cop out there, please stop this. Don't push old widow and middle-class people away from Maidans. Let us just go and do our thing. We're not going to bomb anybody from Mumbai. Nobody knows any politician's name in Mumbai. Forget someone from Holland who may or may not be a politician. We'll just think he's a tourist in Leopold if we see him on the road, right? It's called Cyrus Says.
You're listening to Cyrus Says.
All right, on the show today, we've got three young men who are promoting the greatest cause the world has ever seen, beer. And let's hope they win lots of friends from this podcast. We've also got interesting topics to tackle, like the Victorias disappearing. And above all, Bihar has changed. A very exciting show we have this time. Not one, not two, but three guests, Chavi. Oh, plus you. But you're not a guest.
I'm not a guest.
You're like the producer host.
Yeah.
You're elevated. You're the biggest person the show's ever seen.
Because I'm sitting on the tallest chair.
And you're wearing a red. I didn't ignore that. You're wearing this red pinky thing on your head.
Yes.
What is that?
It's a scarf. Because it's still freezing here.
I thought early Louis Vuitton, perhaps in his struggling years when he's experimenting.
This is Dilly Heart exclusive.
Yes. Okay. Nobody can see it. So why are we wasting our time on it?
I don't know.
Let's move on to the three young men who've crashed into our studio. And I say young not because of relative things, but everybody's young now. Their names are Siddharth Mehta, Karan Agarwal and Suyash Barve. Can we say hi?
Hi. Hello.
And the claim to fame, guys, I've got it right here, is that you guys are the number one biggest beer podcasters in the world.
Are we? Yeah. I just found that out. We're number one?
Yeah, listen, this show does no research.
Yeah.
No, you're very safe with
we're
me.
We're going with that. Number one.
Cyrus said so.
Yeah. Cyrus said so. My God, you're right. You're bang on. Okay, now it's called Adventures in Cheap Beer. Let's promote the podcast first. How did it start? The question everyone will be asking you from early days till the end.
So basically, I had this blog.
Okay.
So basically, I really
Please introduce yourself so everybody knows who's talking.
Hi, I'm Suyash. And so I had this blog and I just wanted to go out and drink and I like cheap bars. So I had this blog where I reviewed them.
Yeah.
And I always used to ask these two guys to
Were you college mates?
Yeah.
More than friends? What's the deal here?
I'm a college friend of Suyash's and we've been since college.
Which college was this?
Wilson College.
Wilson College opposite Marine Drive C. Can't pick up the girls, go to the cheap bar on the right. What is that, Edward?
Yorks.
Yes. Yeah. Irani, run. You have to pay first.
Yeah.
Yes, and then? So you were in college together and you...
Yeah.
Go on.
And Karan and Siddhar were in school together at Cathedral.
Hi, this is Karan.
You're Cathedralites?
We're Cathedralites.
Oh,
right? We are gentrified Cathedralites.
Oh, God.
We've been banished from South Mumbai and we're happy with it.
I love how
you failed.
You failed.
You're like my...
Do you know what will happen to me in Wadala if I go around being a Cathedralite?
Yeah.
I need my street cred.
God, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm a Christian light, but I never mentioned it, except this one time. I'll never mention it again. It'll never happen.
We had your lovely example to follow. So.
My God, no. Yeah. The worst story is my poor friend, Rohan Joshi, the comedian.
Yeah.
He was born in the same lane as me in Malabar Hill. Yeah. And thanks to career choices, now lives in Andheri. I told him. Should have done engineering. Poor
he
guy.
Also went to Wilson.
He went to Wilson. He didn't last very long there. But can we talk about them?
Yeah.
So how did this become a serious issue? I mean, be a young teenagers, you know, Wilson College, that all makes sense. But how did you get into podcasting and where does it all
We were
start?
Drinking together anyways. And I wanted them to collaborate on the blog.
This is an important sport in India, which no one takes seriously.
Exactly.
Young men drinking together. Government, listen. Yeah.
Why is it not an Olympic thing? So we were drinking together.
We lose, that's
we
why.
Lose, damn,
the Germans
man.
Will kill us. The Aussies will smack us.
Pretty much
the bloody
everybody.
Pakistanis who say they don't drink, they'll screw us.
The miracle on Formica will happen.
Yeah.
So
who's the heaviest drinker of the three of you now that you brought it up?
Me.
That's Barway for sure.
Oh, yeah. The name is Barway. If you're just twisted a little bit. Yes, there.
This guy.
I claim old age. I'm old.
You claim old age, is it?
So, yeah. Oh, I would
have done. You guys are from the lily white schools, yeah. Come on. Can't drink more than 3 drinks. Daddy will get upset. You can't do that. The man from Wadala with the street
That's
kid.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah. Go on.
So basically, we were drinking together anyways. We said, writing's too solo an exercise. Forget the blog. Let's do a podcast. It'll be fun. We started doing it a couple of weeks ago, and we've been having a blast. So we just kept going.
But you know, there's an interesting point here, which is that most people from your segment of society, generally, at least this generation that you represent, sort of doesn't go to those bars. I know that I'm a little older, and we didn't have a choice, that being the main reason. So we would hit in South Bombay, we would hit the Gokuls and the Leopolds, which was much cheaper then. And of course, Chicken Center, Grand Center, which is my adda still today. But I feel that the next generation sort of thumbed their nose and said, no, we don't drink here. But you
Indigo
guys
Indigo Delhi.
Yeah, Indigo Delhi. And then you guys are going back, almost back.
Well, I think it's also because we did go to Wilson and we didn't have a choice either. And then we started with it and we just kept going.
Is it that you couldn't find any Wilson College kids in upmarket bars and you felt
also
upset?
Also true. Also yeah. true. None of our friends were at upmarket bars. But we also like really like these bars. Like we genuinely love going to these places.
I hear you. I love it. And have you ever taken foreigners there and they ask, why aren't there any women here, and you have no answer? I love that.
I have done that. And that's basically the answer. What are we doing here? Who's that guy? Yeah. What's happening? Why is he staring at me? I mean, you're in India anyway. Anyway, they're going to stare.
I love the staring.
Yeah.
It's amazing because they can see you're slightly one, you know, little hip for the bar.
Yeah.
You come and you sit there.
Yeah,
and
you're the an oddity.
And they look at you like, you know, you're a celebrity, super celebrity. Like, who is this guy? And as he gets more drunk, he stares without blinking.
Yeah, we started embracing this. We love this.
Do you wave? Do you wave?
Like, thumbs up.
Someone in shorts is walking.
I had my worst incident exactly in this situation. Can I tell you? It's a small story.
Yeah, sure.
I have a friend called Kunal Vijaykar, the ugliest man in India, barring perhaps me. And we went to Chicken Center once in our early days when we were much younger. And we're sitting there, and this, I presume he was like a driver, is very badly dressed. And he came up to me and said, "Sir, aap TV pe aate hain?" So I was very happy. I said, "Wow, this guy is following us on TV. Haha, autograph." So I gave him the autograph. He comes back and tells me, "Aapka naam Sajid Khan." Kunal was rolling. MTV failed, marketing failed. You're nobody. Nobody knows who you are. Then you're another fat guy like Sajid. So that went on for 10 minutes. After 10 minutes, he came back to Kunal and said, "Sir, aap bhi TV pe aate hain?" So Kunal was very happy. Ha ha ha! He used to do the Siljam ad at that time. This was very popular. And ha ha ha! Maybe I think TV pe. So he says, "Aapka naam Adnan Sami." Oh, this can only happen in Chicken Center. Wow. God save us. And you know, and that, I didn't even drink after that. I was so high. I was like, I had to tell everyone. I just had to tell everyone.
But that's
beautiful.
That's the beauty of these places. There's no pretension. There's no gimmick.
No!
I don't have to figure out what a gimlet is or what a vermouth is.
And if your belt
is,
doesn't match your shoes, who cares?
Yeah.
If you're wearing shoes.
If you're wearing shoes.
Or a belt. Or pants.
Yeah, belt comes off in
places. Everything's
like
optional.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, for us, it began with necessity in college. You don't have too much money.
Money.
So drink and,
same with my generation.
You drink in these bars. And then we just stuck to it. I think everybody moved on.
But did the girls come with you?
Well, that happens sometimes.
Because these things go together. You need to see the girls and all that. I mean, what's the point?
I think they're pretty
although
good
there's a market that doesn't want to see the girls. I'm not against that.
Yeah.
More but girls for me, that's the way I see it. Yeah.
But I think they're more dedicated to their drinking than to bird watching.
There's no such thing. They go together. You drink, then you think of girls. You girls, then you drink.
Adventures
you be with a girl, you need to drink. If you drink, you need a girl. It's always the same thing.
So you should talk to them about their second
study
episode.
Your poet, study Pope, study Shakespeare, study Chaucer, study Ben Jonson, study Huck Iqbal, read Premchand. It's all the same thing. You drink, girls. Okay, occasionally boys. But that's when you drink a lot. Sorry, guys, please talk. We have our own little friction. Go on.
Also, about the girls thing, I just mentioned episode 2. So we actually went to this bar where women don't get served alcohol.
Where?
In Sion. It's called Aparna. It's episode 2 of our podcast.
It's called Aparna.
It's called Aparna.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And they won't serve
That's
women
funnier
alcohol.
Funnier than my story. Oh, don't play that. It's too funny.
And they won't not just serve women. So if you're there with a girl, they won't serve you either.
So your tables, genderism. It's a restaurant for you. Because you can eat, but they won't serve you.
You can't order anybody.
Who came up with what?
Apparently, this is all
and
the
this is pre-Taliban.
This is a Sayan thing.
This
yeah.
is a
is this owned by Anna Hazare by any chance? No, no.
No, it's some random Mangalorean cartel.
I mean,
over
if you
there,
say
basically.
Anna, someone will show up.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Not
oh, God,
yeah.
You guys. This podcast is now on the line of, oh, my God, I'm a little worried.
Well done, Karan. You screwed us again.
There you go. Never enter Karnataka ever again in your life. Yeah, but so amazing story, Aparna. We must source that out one day. What would be the reason?
We asked them. And we said, why? And he says, because if you're sitting with a girl and you're drinking, and after drinking, you'll notice that the boys are looking at your girl. Before that, you probably
and
won't
the fights
care.
Happen.
And then
that is practical.
Them.
I can accept that almost. It's wrong. It's Chavi, don't look at me like that. I hate this concept, genderism.
The waiter was so proud of this.
Yeah.
He's like smoking. He's like, and like the full logic flow went along.
Superb.
And he's like, Aisa yoga.
He's
Aisa
right.
Yoga.
And then he said, unbelievable.
It's, but the fights always happen over the guy with the chick.
And then he said, very proudly, someone wrote about us once.
Yeah,
in the
scathing Mumbai mirror.
As a medieval bar.
Yeah, yeah. What is this?
Chandragupta Maurya drank here. Arr! And Mrs. Maurya drank outside. Arr! Then she brought the horse. And he mistook her for the horse because he drank too much and blah, blah, blah.
And then there was
on.
A fight.
No, why would there be a fight?
Because there's always a
man
fight.
And animal, lovely relation. Ask Lalo in the Buffalo, which is not banned in India, by the way. Sort of, I'm told. Okay, guys, so now tell us what you've done. 2 weeks old, what all have you done? There's so many bars. Do you have any idea how many bars are there in Mumbai?
We're waiting to find out at this point.
And are you going to the really cheap ones? I mean,
yeah,
I would
yeah.
still call Chicken Center and all middle of the line.
Yeah.
I presume Aparna also sounds like a, you know, middle of the line bar. There's
yeah.
some really dirty ones where you honestly don't want to go.
But they have a shower curtain outside of the
yeah,
door.
Yeah, it's, yeah there's yeah, no yeah. door, there's a curtain. That yeah, means yeah. someone has passed out outside.
Right.
And you'll see him there right. and it's amazing. Yeah, so,
and nobody even blinks.
So
he can pass out
reason,
and die in front of you.
I always thought, I don't know why, but the assumption I'd made was behind the curtain was like a barber shop. I don't know why.
You need to stop drinking early in the day because it affects your thinking.
So it took me years in Bombay to find
so
out.
So you went to have a haircut in
no,
a partner?
No,
what kind of person does that? I'll have a large, I'll have a patiala, I'll have a haircut.
Yeah.
But that's actually a good idea. You know, getting a chumpy while drinking whiskey.
But what if your barber's drinking? You'll have a year left. You know?
Yeah.
Sorry. You look like Salman, but later. Okay, we'll all have a beer. But not really. We're not allowed to drink. It's against.
We'll pretend we're having a beer.
Okay.
Yeah, why did you guys bring us beer?
We didn't know we had to. We
the
didn't
entire
know how
budget of
is.
Their podcast
so
and our
cheap.
Podcast put together is one beer. So don't get out of control here.
But also, is it appropriate at noon? It is for us. We don't want to look like.
And my sister's name is Aparna, so watch your mouth, all right? Yeah. We'll take a break and come back. It's still called Cyrus Says, though I'm with three young men who've got a great philosophy and a great mission, perhaps the most noble mission of all, spreading beer cheer and also killing the class consciousness of alcohol. I mean, ultimately, when you get a little drunk, you do unite easily with other people. You could probably, you know, language is no longer a bar anywhere in the world. Once people drink, they sort of, you know, can, well, they don't drink too much, that is, then it can go the other way. But very interesting. Any good responses so far?
Oh, yeah. So many people have written in and said, can you take us? We want to be on your podcast. We have a bar. You have to come to this particular bar. Everyone seems to have this bar, but no one talks about it. It's like some sort of secret for some vague reason.
It's a locality thing. Everybody's got their little
yeah.
area which they want to promote, even though they're not really the spokesperson for that area. But do you think they'll disappear? That's the big worry.
I don't think so. I don't think they're going to disappear anytime soon because there's so many other people who come to this bar.
And money. Budget.
Yeah, it works out. People pay.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of the fancy places now, if you notice, are going down this way, like places like the Social and stuff.
They don't last.
But the fancy ones are trying to embrace this culture of like volumes business and cheaper alcohol.
Yeah.
See, a lot of new places opened
almost
up recently.
Almost like Reverse Strawberry. You're right. They don't do anything with the walls anymore. They come and, this is my new place. The walls are like dirty. Someone speed there.
That's my worry though. We called it formication in our first episode.
Formication?
Yes.
Yeah. Is that sex? No, that's fornication.
No.
Yeah.
It's been so long I can't remember. Yeah.
This is a process whereby nice old bars with rich history and culture just get a slap of formica on the table and become like every other bar.
This becomes very sexual because we speak Gujarati. What you said just now is dangerous. Nice old bars.
We went to Kit Kat Bar. That was our first episode.
Oh, I've been to Kit Kat.
Yeah. But back in the day, Kit Kat was quite awesome. It looked like a cocaine den out of Scarface or something.
But yeah, college kids go to Kit Kat. So
yeah. But now they redid it.
Have you seen Kit Kat now?
I don't go now. I'm a 90s boy.
You will be really sad.
It's fully renovated and just becomes like every other bar you've ever been to.
Yeah,
the same
this is. I hate that. I know it's wrong.
Yeah,
to see that. Chicken Center also sold out and built a little air condition upstairs and blah blah and blue blue.
Yeah, the same table, same bench.
And they all have the same look. That white formica.
Yeah.
And then chrome finish.
Yeah.
And so the glasses exactly.
One designer is controlling all this.
We call
one
that formication.
That's
a term.
Oh,
that's what it means.
Yes.
God, there you have it.
I really should drink and then do this, damn it. Nothing, brain doesn't move. Okay, we have to move a little bit away to interesting topics, which is part of the show. But of course, the most interesting will be beer, so we'll come back all the time.
We've got
I want your reactions to this. Why are we susceptible to Ponzi schemes and these Nigerian scams which are going about? I'll quickly just to tell you the information we have. Madras Cafe lead actress Lena Paul, who we've never heard of collectively, four of us.
Yeah.
Was involved in a Ponzi scheme, and poor thing is now arrested, not for poor acting or for using the word Madras instead of Chennai, which should have been used in the first place, but because she's part of a scheme where her partner, that's not husband, partner, Shekhar Chandrasekhar, Shekhar too much, and they were, the EOW, the Economic Offences Wing, have put her in jail. That's case one. Reactions.
It's basically India's full of just desperate people who want to get rich quick, and you promise somebody with enough conviction, they're going to put money.
We started the white collar crime, didn't we?
Yeah, pretty much.
If you trace it in America and England and all that, you'll find a brown hand somewhere. Some Chandrasekhar
I'm certain that we went there as slaves. Then they found out everyone else does better labor than us, made us accountants. And then we started pulling jobs there.
We have no physical strength. Why make us lift things? You know, you're right. You're superb thinking.
That's how in Uganda and all, we're all shopkeepers only, because they must have taken us there in the beginning. Gone, oh, look at these other guys, so much stronger. Okay, you count how many guys are coming on the ship.
Correct.
Put that sack down, give it to the other guy.
Correct. And I've actually seen in New York, my first week there, 1994, I remember, I actually saw an Asian guy, well, South Asian guy like us, sort of opening a newspaper vendor. The guy hadn't come, but they had the glass, you know, the glass box with the newspapers inside, and he was using some little, like, a credit card to open it, and took his newspaper for the day and walked off. And I was like, that's my people. That's my people. And these stupid ethnic Americans will stand there, be, oh, he's not come, I can't get my paper, angry and off.
But I like how the Nigerians are getting back at the world. They're like, you know, we can do something.
But they've given us a few bad things. Boko Haram, for example.
It's not working out that way.
And the Super Eagles failing at the World Cup. I'm a big supporter of African football. But let's not talk about that. So do you guys get that on your phone? Everybody gets that on your phone.
Have won so many Coca-Cola lotteries in my time.
You bought Wadala.
You own it.
It's all
mine now. IMAX is like my TV theater.
But there's a gentleman called Karan Singh Grover who was actually duped by this Nigerian scam for about 6 lakhs. And he's gone and filed a complaint with the Mumbai police. Have you seen him on TV?
I've seen him on TV, and he looks like he could get conned by a Nigerian scam. He looks like the type.
Who gets conned anymore?
Karan Singh Grover.
The Nigerians are not keeping track of this anymore. They just send emails out and it's like, who hits?
I mean, they were conned by the fact that they conned that guy.
They were amazed. Oh man, money showed up.
National
it's
holiday.
Amazing.
It's amazing, really.
I love how it's framed also. Notorious Nigerian online lottery scam. Oh my God, that's so scary. It's going to get you. They're so
clever. How can a guy working in Mumbai in the television line for many years not know about it? He's got a mobile phone. He's got friends. They talk. Surely they don't just look at abs on the phone all the time. My next ab workout.
You might have discovered what they do on the phone all the time.
I think I have.
That's your
answer. Too much porn and too much gay porn. We have to stop it. We have to level this playing field for everyone.
But imagine him thinking, you know, I'm this smart guy. No one else has figured this out. I'm going to do it. I mean, I guess it's that thinking.
Yeah. But that's also part of our genetic makeup, I think. You know, the idea that we can reach the first place without, like, taking that.
Everyone else is an idiot. Why stand in the line?
Why are they going through there? Yeah, amazing. I know we are proud. You know, I am proud that we're still holding the flag high. Okay, so that's enough about that gentleman. But there are lots of other scams going on as well. There was an engineer who promised a job in Canada. He was conned of 1.67 lakhs. Engineer. What we think is the cream of our intellectual Indian property, so to speak.
I love this story because they went through so much trouble. They did a telephonic interview and everything.
Production values.
Production values. Sell it well.
Absolutely. So again, for effort, they get lots of points, so we salute them. Is that what you're saying?
No. That's...
I'm
saying, dude, it was a long gone.
From a creative point of view, as you say, they put in the hard yards. We should appreciate the fact that their parents said, work hard, they worked hard. They were cheating, but they worked hard.
The parents said, you should have been an engineer. And
he's destroyed. It's almost a jihad against engineering all over. And if you've been to engineering college, you'll understand why. 93% men, 7%, what do you want to call them? Leave it there. Aparna, are you listening? Drink separately. All right, so lots of interesting stories also coming up. I think we'll take a quick break and then we'll come back and get into them. In the meantime, any message to the beer-loving people of Mumbai?
Go out to your local bar, give it patronage, keep it running.
And pay.
Actual money.
No, pay actual money.
It's not the Bombay GM. You can't say account pay. Yes, Back on Cyrus Says, we've got the three young men in the house whose names I know by heart. I don't have to refer to it. I'm not looking at the paper when I say Siddhant Mehta, Karan Agarwal. Siddhant's in the middle, Karan's on the right, and Suyash is on the left.
Cyrus knows our names.
I don't know my name. I'm not going to check that. I'm that stupid. I still don't know who Lena Paul was. Have you all seen Madras Cafe? Anybody?
No, I googled her, and the first photo that came up was her covering her face in the van. So I still don't know who she is.
Oh my god, that's so unfair! I mean, she had a moment to be page one.
I know. Now I feel
and
really
she
bad.
She covered really her face. Page one now.
And she did a Congress. Yeah. Don't cover your hand. Who's that old-time actor? Rajendra Kumar.
Manoj Kumar.
He used his hand for 3 decades. Then even switch. That's how lazy acting was in those days. I don't need my left. Ready? See some tragedy? All right. Let's move on to this surprisingly happy story about two young men, Nitish Kumar of the Bihar and Lalu Prasad Yadav of the Bihar, coming together and now having been enemies for life, suddenly decide that they need to be together and to fight the BJP, who was erstwhile.
It's a classic enemy of my enemy is my friend.
It looks like one of those WWF tag teams, you know, like these two wrestlers hate each other and they tag team to fight Undertaker.
Yeah. I hated him all my life, but now I hated him more.
Yeah, exactly.
Or classic 90s Subhash Ghai saga. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Are you talking about Yuvraj, the worst film ever made?
No, he's talking about Saudagar.
Yeah.
Oh, I like Saudagar, the oldies coming back.
Yeah.
I like, what is wrong with that film?
No, I'm saying that's what it's a classic 90s Subhash Ghai saga.
I mean, they took acting back 30 years. Dilip Kumar and Rajkumar, no? They shot whoever they wanted to, the bullet went in the other direction. Who cares? Nobody cares.
Someone died, no?
Somebody died.
Somebody
Everybody's happy.
Yeah.
But what an interesting thing about Indian politics. At the end of the day, there seems to be no rules. I have a theory that all our politicians are the biggest secularists in the world, in the sense that they don't believe in religion. They don't really believe in caste, unless they can use it. They don't really believe in anything except how to win and how to stay in power. So in a sense, that gives them a secular feeling because they can just switch. I hate this group. Now I love this group. It just happens overnight.
It's almost meritocracy at some very extreme.
Don't show off. For that, I have to go back to your name. Don't you fucking show off. Karan, how dare you show off?
That was Karan, how dare you show off?
It doesn't matter. They're both computer lights.
Yeah.
Meritocracy. What are you going to do in Andheri with that? In bloody Film City? No, who are you going to talk to?
I try to avoid Film City.
Take me to Film City, I'll show you my meritocracy.
Oh, yeah.
Go on.
No, yeah, but...
First, explain meritocracy. Now you started it.
It's winning at being by what you're doing, what you're best at, and winning at it. And
so
if
we're
you're the best,
at a Machiavellian principle.
Yeah, basically.
The ends justify the means.
Basically,
I also was in the same bloody school.
Yeah,
I'm going back to Wadala now because I'm using this.
Wadala, you get parking. Good things immediately. Go on.
No, so basically, these guys have decided that this is going to be anti-Hindutva. That's the whole point.
Ooh.
So let's get all the Muslim votes.
I have a theory, another theory. Can I share it with you?
Go for it.
I think that they're a little upset that the BJP is very clear about the cow. And the cow cannot be eaten and touched. That is sacred. But they have not been clear about the buffalo. And in Bihar, it's buffalo. And I feel that's what's pissed them off. What do you think?
Yeah. Because you can still eat buffalo here, right?
But I'm not sure.
Lalu's like, dude, I'm for the buffalo.
Yeah. I interviewed Lalu once for this music channel which plays ads called MTV. And I remember very clearly, we finally got to talk to him. And he actually said that, he spoke in English, when I want to say a thing about buffalo people up. And I said, but sir, because it sounds funny. No, but buffalo is more important than my wiper. And I said, sir, but what does that mean? How much time you spend with buffalo and how much time you spend with wiper? No, I couldn't answer that because I don't spend time with either. But I got to tell you, rustic philosophy, which I understood and appreciate there, that the buffalo gives him milk, comfort, companionship. He chats, it doesn't chat back. And
and the wife does.
Aparna Ba has explained the situation.
Correct. Yeah.
Let's not go to the other side.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's, anybody else want to talk about politics in Bihar? Anybody Bihari
just
here?
That these are the issues that are defining politics in India. It's just so sad.
I mean, Kejri's...
Can we have a serious discussion about the economy? Can two people get together to redefine the economy and liberal something?
We don't want to have this discussion, though. We want to talk about beer.
Yes.
So let those guys talk about it. But we'd like them
we'd like
to talk
somebody
about
to talk
it.
Because of our politics, beer will always sell. Because you can't have something
you can't process it without
just
alcohol.
Ridiculous. Absolutely nonsensical. Yeah. I think we've reached a point where just name calling. All right, you just name call without any intent to understand why you're name calling, and it doesn't really matter. If the guy can help you, then you stop name calling and you become friends again and kiss and hug. And the app also a little disappointing at the end of the day. Mr. Kejriwal also with people defecting left, right and center in the middle of his reign and him becoming more and more fascist-like in his bearing.
I think they're just learning how to play the game with these guys, came in all innocent and naive and everything, and now that
innocence is gone.
If you're a cathedral light, you should be supporting Congress. Don't you know the rules?
Yeah.
We have old wealth.
Yeah.
They have old wealth. We're the same. You're going for the AAP. They're the ones who are going to topple everybody. Be very careful. By the way, do you have any political leanings?
Do you have
Suddenly one? there's an awkward pause.
No.
Yeah.
No. No, not anymore.
You support beer, but no party.
Indifferent.
Yeah. You would support a party that supports beer.
That's fine.
There was one, but it closed
down.
We
should do that.
What?
Yeah.
A beer party.
A political party that supports beer and drinking and...
There was one in Bangalore called Kingfisher. It was doing well for the world.
Yeah, it's just...
Damn it.
Took too many flights.
That's a good idea to ponder on. So you're going to start your own political party with beer is the main thing. I think, why be a hypocrite?
Yeah.
There's a comedian in Italy who came into mainstream politics and beat a guy who was 3-time winner of his seat somewhere in southern Italy. And he was like a joker. He was just making fun and saying, I'll do nothing. You know, I'll screw up the country more. I'll have prostitutes every... Because Silvio, whatever his name was, had the prostitute scandal. So he just listed everything and said, I'll be really bad. And they voted him in.
Let's see what you'll do.
It's like
points for good handwriting in school and you know nothing.
Okay. But he's being truthful and he's kept it really low. So yes, he will have prostitutes. Yes, he'll do nothing. Yes, he'll be in corruption scandals. You vote, you can't complain. I voted for this guy. He's done his bit.
It says so much about Italy. It just says... I just want to move there now.
I think India, Italy, very similar. We all like to live with our parents. You know, we're big food culture.
Everything happened in the past and all.
And we all behave like Punjabis. If you just think about it. All shouting, screaming, getting loud, over emotional.
Both had Italian leaders.
We still have our Italian leader. Coming soon, apparently. We don't know. I'm not going to say anything. We'll move out of that topic to... I've got lots of different topics as you can. I'm ready with them. What the hell? Oh, yes, Victoria's. Yeah. Victoria's, not that lady who danced for you in Paris. That's a man dressed as a woman. That's a different experience. But Victoria's, two boys from South Mumbai, one from Wadala, which is what? Central Mumbai at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You've seen Victoria's growing up.
Yeah.
And whether you like it or not, that is the fastest moving vehicle in South Mumbai. And now they want to ban it.
Yeah, but I mean, we're done with this now. Like, it's pretty much over. There's too many cars now to take this seriously.
So, are you worried about the horses? But what will happen to them? It'll be like the bovines. We'll have lots of horses with nothing to do. What will they do?
No, if the horses were treated well, it'd be fine to continue on. But they were treated horribly. And it's just so wrong to have animals in the city like that. Not.
But that's their livelihood also. They do look after them, after all. They do. I know they hit them with
very
the sticks.
Very poorly.
But, you know, it has to end at some generation, right? I mean, it's true. There must be some horses now who'll be out of a job. But at least... this won't go on, you know. No new horses will come into
the... I'm glad we respond. We don't care about Indians out of a job, but we will save the horses. I'm with you. What about the terrible vehicle, the one that hasn't been taken off, the rickshaw? When is that going to happen? All right? The poor Victoria, just a symbolic gesture. Five of them travel for about 1 kilometer, but the rickshaw... it's destroying us.
You three South Bombay boys can handle this one. I'm just going to step
back. Oh, so many rickshaws in Wadala all of a sudden, right?
Whoa, is that a career choice?
I can't offend my people.
Yeah.
My east side living people.
Well, apparently there are rickshaws in Wadala now that I've never heard of.
Dabolkar is in Chembur and his rickshaw goes all over.
Yeah.
Sai in Wadala everywhere.
Yeah.
And Bharat, if you're listening, behave yourself. You can't just show off. I got a rickshaw, I break the rules. Who does that? Terrible.
No, but the horses just... I mean, come on. It doesn't belong on these streets anymore.
Yeah. And these guys are just... 45 degrees, you watch them pulling the damn thing with some strange people from North India. I mean, you know, everybody's happy. And the wife is always overweight. You know, the poor horse is really struggling.
I mean, it's bad enough the horse has to, you know, be part of wedding processions with that loud music.
Yeah.
The Victorias, I mean, come on, like, give them some respect.
An urban bridegroom should understand they need to take a course. They look so awkward trying to get on.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, it would kill the Suhagrath for me, watching this guy trying to mount a horse. I mean, come on, how's he going to mount me? I mean, not me, but you know who I mean. It's terrible.
I'm sure these horse guys, I've seen a lot of these guys fall off the horse.
Must be laughing.
He must have a whole like head full of bloopers when these guys just topple over, fall in something.
But do you think the Victoria horses freelance as like groom horses?
I'm pretty sure that happens.
Of course,
I'm
you just shine weekends. The coat a little bit, put lights on them. Some of them are still in decent condition, you know. They're good, muscular looking and all that.
See, this is Bombay. I'm sure there's 15 horses here total in the city. Because where are you going to keep a horse apart from race course?
Mr. Wadala, there are plenty of studs in Mumbai. Just look left, right and center, you'll find them. Don't worry. Speaking of studs, we'll take a break and then come back while I take out the mirror, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, on Cyrus Says, I'm with three young men who started a podcast called Beer for Here. Oh, guys, help me. I can't find the page. Adventures of Cheap Beer. Who came up with the title?
That was the blog. That was the blog was called way back in 2008. I think it started.
What are these Richard Buck sounding like titles? Fair enough. Okay, good enough. Before we go back,
you just lost everybody who listens to us. Because only you and I are old enough to know who Richard Buck is.
They're Cathedral Boys. Cathedral Boys.
Really?
And Vadala, what do you think?
Name
is
one book.
Upcoming.
He's a copywriter, so he said let's pick three keywords.
You're a copywriter.
Yeah.
I'm an
adventures, advocate. Cheap, and beer. Yeah. I mean,
oh, you got me. You got me on cheap.
Yeah.
I'm with you forever.
You had me at cheap.
You had me, really. You had me twice. Now, Chavi, you walked in because you were angry while we were doing the last segment.
Yeah.
Because we had made an error, a gender
mistake,
error.
Mistake, mistake.
After Aparna Bar restaurant, this is even bigger. Tell us. What did the boys do wrong?
I was pointing out to you that in a shadi...
Mm-hmm. And you've been married 8 times, so
yes,
you know.
So
yeah.
I would know 8 times over.
Come on.
The horse is not a horse. It's a ghori. It's a mare.
It's a female, as we say in the Marathi.
Always.
It's a female horse.
It's an albino.
What is the reason? Is there a reason for that? Men don't work weekends.
Okay. Yeah. Or nights. Men don't work.
Men don't work nights. No. Not more than
just
2 minutes.
Be around. As
far as I know. So tell us, is there a real reason for...
I have no idea.
I think you'll need a female to have the patience to listen to that blaring baja in front of you and do this again and again and again.
Yeah.
And I it can think be that's anything.
Altaf Raja to, you know, Himesh Reshamiya.
So it was a male.
I would leave the wife immediately. What the hell are they doing?
And all those
with
people dancing in front of you badly.
Yeah. Indians and dancing, that's a whole section. Yeah. We should be banned publicly from dancing unless we're trained. Am I right? Every time I look at South Americans at a football match dancing and they, you know, they just gracefully glide or Caribbean.
But we have the uncle dance and the auntie dance.
What uncle dance? We just they look like
the
they look
dance,
like primitive
look like
Neanderthal
punching
man trying to find a light in a cave. It's rubbish.
I love that they're looking for lights in the cave.
Yeah.
That's going to work out.
I know, but just tell me, do you ever feel a sense of aesthetic pleasure when you see Indians dancing at a festival on the road? All you see is like primitive form of art which should be banned.
I usually feel good about myself. Like, look at that guy. At least I'm not that guy today, you know.
That's good enough for me. That's good enough for me. But I have spat also, I must tell you.
At somebody?
If it's raining and they can't make out, yeah, because I can't bear it. I can't bear when they dance in my car. I go, poof, I just spit. I can't bear it. I can't lie anymore. My friend Kunal is a real racist. Kunal Vijaykar.
I love this about Kunal.
I
he'll
swear
say something horrible that he's done and then he'll immediately...
No, he's
it
a real racist. I'll tell you his story. They would dance and come close to the car and he'd actually tell me things like, if I run over them, wouldn't their lives be better? And he never says it for comedy. He says it like this is a favor. So when you get into the bigoted side of your personality, he's the man to turn to. What a bigot. What a prejudice. What a lovely human being.
All you do is spit, right? You don't...
I can't bear men dancing anywhere. But men, Indian men dancing on the road is just something that is not right. If the British saw that, they'd have left immediately. Let me tell you, nobody stays if you dance on the road. You'll never see a foreigner around. They just run out of fear. It's worse than terrorism. It's so ugly.
Have you seen that ad for...
And have you seen our legs? Yes. Indian men in shorts dancing. That's even more shameful.
Nobody in shorts is dancing.
Yes, they do. I won't name festivals. They do.
Okay, festivals.
I live in Porch.
Yeah, but they don't come to weddings.
Sometimes if they recognize you, they say, come and dance. I'm like, my life's complete. I'm going to dance with 800 men for hours. And they're all happy. Why are they happy? Oh, bhang. That's right.
Yeah, that's the one.
Before beer, there was the big bhang theory. That's all gone now. Let's get back to the boys and talk about adventures of a cheap beer. Right?
That's right. Yes.
Yeah. And I like the idea of cheap because actually you're... In a way, this is like your NGO. This is what you're, you know, looking forward to promoting. Yeah. And it's almost noble.
It is noble.
We become so consumerist. And you know, my kids growing up, they're 12 and 8, whatever. I hear too many brand names. I hear too much about places. Birthday parties have to be scaled up. And somehow we're missing the middle class ethos that is Mumbai, which our parents actually had. Those of us who were born and bred here. And I feel sad sometimes. There's some fun and character in those cheap, dirty bars. Being a loser boy with no girls.
You get
am I right?
Overhear some interesting conversation.
Like?
It's great. I think the last time we were at Aparna only, and I think these guys were talking about how their language capabilities have increased greatly. So it's like, okay, they're speaking Hindi the whole time. And they go, yeah, my Marathi's become damn good and all now. English, I've become so good at English. Mm. And they just discuss this for 5 minutes. And then it's sort of affirmative. Like, they're like, okay, you've become better, but you've become worse. You have to work on it and all.
And you meet some such interesting people you'd never meet because you do a lot of sharing of benches in a lot of these places.
Yeah.
They have long benches and you don't have a table.
And they break the ice literally after some time.
Yeah, and then like pass you a little masala papad after a while. Absolutely. And then you pass him your chakna and then, you know, you're friends.
And then they ask you the wo kya hai and you say, you know, Johnny Walker and with a V. Because that's the kind of thing that's there. What do you drink actually?
The cheapest beer we can find.
But what brands are there?
London Pilsner, Haywards.
London Pilsner is always a
classic.
Do you
still have Khajuraho? Is this still around?
No.
Haywards 10,000 is around?
No.
Yeah.
Not most bars. So most bars only have Haywards 2000, 5000, Kingfisher, LP Strong. I didn't mean to rant that off from memory.
Yeah, no. It's I'm totally just, normal. Yeah,
some people quote Shakespeare.
I know the menu.
You
should see him do prices. He's
like, do prices.
Like,
come on.
What is the price of a Old Monk Water in Janta?
In Janta, it's about 230, I think. 230, 240.
Look at this.
Water is 230?
Yeah.
I need a lot of money to go to Janta. Janta
is no longer a dive. It's become a private club now. You can call up and make reservations.
What, Janta? It's a Congress.
What?
There's no Janta now.
Yeah. Where is the cheapest
230 bucks for quarters for
where's the cheapest Old Monk Quarter?
Where's the cheapest Old Monk Quarter? I would say Yacht non-NC section is about the cheapest that you'll get in like a decent bar.
Yacht in Pali Hill.
Yacht Bandra,
the famous yacht.
Yeah.
It's cheap.
Hill Road. Yeah.
Still cheap. Really cheap.
Sometimes I see hip looking people sitting there when I pass.
Is that you?
You guys.
Yeah, that's how you probably saw it.
But you know what's really interesting is that there's a sense of discovery when you go to different areas and someone says, you know, check out this place. It's called Lakshmi or it's called Durga or some of these.
It's usually named after.
And, you know, and you go to this place and somebody, you know, and people like to share tips and go to this one, order that food, you know. So there's a sense of discovery. You go to these bars, you play, you know, new places.
It brings the people together. You're always scaling down or scaling up and bringing people together. I like that feeling. There's a little bit of secularism that's being promoted there. See, alcohol brings people together up to a point.
I agree.
We should make alcohol free, the first two drinks, I feel. And then really expensive, you don't get too drunk and start touching somebody else's mother and, you know, that's more mean.
Unless you're Aparna.
Well, I used to be Aparna, but now the doctor says, in 6 months, I'll have a new, let's call it London Pilsner. Okay, guys, before we wrap this one up, I want to just, any lessons to be learned from drinking in cheap bars vis-a-vis drinking in the upmarket bars? What do you feel is better?
Oh, cheap bars, always.
I think
always
there's a lot more conversation to be had with your
real
friends.
Real conversation.
There's no loud music. There's no chat.
Decorum or something. You have to learn how
the
to behave
of
and all.
You know, make eye contact and all that crap that we have to do.
Yeah. This is, you just take your friend, go after work, sit down, drink. The simple fact of going to the bars, you have to go to drink. You don't really need to do anything.
Water is the most important thing when we go there. Yeah. And everything is second. Well, in the upmarket bars, it's more about who's there, what's happening.
What is this music? I want to try this new starter and all.
And I hate those bars because people come and tell you, I want to change the music, it sucks, you know. I never understood that. Just drink quietly. What does it matter?
We go to a bar, there's music, it's a bonus.
Yeah. Oh, but we had that in Chicken Center. They started playing music and, you know, they play whatever they want to. And it
then goes downhill. Yeah.
Then we have to use our affluent power. Baba Bankar, Bankar, Baja Bankar.
They're dive bars with jukeboxes now.
Why do you call them dive bars, by the way?
That's basically because we should call them quarter bars. Because dive bars is more like an American thing. Yeah, because to us, a dive bar or basically this kind of bar is a bar that serves by the quarter. So you don't have to
order
a large.
Is the concept.
Pretty much.
Get your quarter, keep it on your table, stare at it, know your limits.
Top three bars, quickly, before we move.
Oh, I can't
go
do
one
this.
By one.
Kit Kat. I love Kit Kat.
Still Kit Kat. But I still feel it's a little cheating because there's a lot of youngsters going because of its location and all that. So you're not completely, you know, isolated with the, what do we call them, Aam Aadmi.
There's a really nice place called Yogi Bar in Chembur. I love the name.
It sounds like a bloody profession. I'm in the Yogi Bar. We are doing 2 million a year. Excellent.
I love Cafe General. That's right next to Wilson. So that's what I said. It's a place where we have
lazy
a jukebox.
Okay.
Yeah, damn lazy. But you get an omelette. And then that's the extent of the food menu.
Correct.
Cheese omelette.
Yeah.
And snacks. And
what is snacks? Oh, you mean peanuts?
Peanut chakli.
That again is a Mumbai slice of life where you add that salty namkeen foods while you drink, which I don't think you get anywhere else.
No, the chakna thing is another factor at these places, so it's very big. And this bar has a jukebox which plays everything. Everything. From Kishore Kumar, it goes all the way to Alice in Chains and Metallica and Pantera.
It's great
jukebox. So it's great. So these uncles have played like some 10 tokens of all these like sad old Hindi music.
And what do the patrons
call it?
Like patrons say general. What do they say? Oh, general.
General. And then we start playing Linkin Park or something just to fuck with them to begin with. And then just continue on that trajectory.
And do they like it? Have they ever responded to Western music or rock music?
They've never liked it.
Asti, niche kar. Like that. But it's great. They just get so bemused in their little chairs just looking around. Where is this coming from? Where am I now? You know?
Can you ask for a discount and call it Colonel or something? No, that not even funny. Boo. Oh, yes, sir.
My favorite, I'm going to go east side. This little bar near my house called Hotel Santosh. Love it.
Vadala? This east side, like New York references. It's bloody Vadala. Let it go now.
He loves
representing.
What's it called?
Hotel Santosh. Tiny bar in Parel. Just
lovely.
Love it.
Lovely.
Yeah.
So Hotel Santosh, General, and Kit Kat, if you're listening, three people who believe that you should be open for life.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Yes. Open for life. Okay, we have to stop here because it's very important for us to take the oath of a Mumbai drinker.
Yeah.
Or at least the one we take at Parsi weddings, which is cheers and tables. Cheers and tables. Take a break, we'll come back.
Never heard of chairs and tables.
Cyrus Says, Ask Me Anything. If you want Cyrus to answer your questions on air, send an email to whatcyrussays@gmail.com. If you send us a link to a sound file on SoundCloud, we'll even play you asking the question in your own voice. And that's what Cyrus Says.
Okay, we're with three wonderful young men who've decided to start their own podcast on beer and getting good feedback already because it's a noble mission. Let's just face it. We have to support these. You know, too many people are supporting the diseases. You know? I got nothing against diseases.
Diseases?
You know, the big ones. I won't take names. You know, the one with C, the one with A, big things. They're destroying the world. Viruses have to be stopped. I'm with you. But sometimes look at the little guy. Think of the small player. That little beer drinker, who's thinking about him? These three young men from affluent backgrounds are thinking about everybody in Mumbai and saying, why can't we all drink together, hold hands, and listen to old Kishore Kumar songs and maybe cuddle a little bit?
It's the great equalizer.
Yeah, it is a great equalizer. So I salute them. I just want to tell them a little story, can I?
Of course, it's your show.
In the theater, we are also very cheap. And we had this French man who joined our troupe once about 10 years back. And I remember we told him that, because we don't have this concept of cheers. Now I actually notice it. Do you notice
And they always ask, hey, what's cheers in your language?
Yeah, what's cheers in your language? So we told him
cheers.
We thought cheers was our language.
Yeah. Well, it is now. Yeah. But we told the French guy it's Moumelo, and he went all over he went all over the north saying Moumelo, and I don't think he'll ever come back, you know. I mean, it's just a different experience.
Well, they won't let him come back.
No, I don't know.
Or maybe he just found like his calling.
Oh yes, maybe he's Swiss, he's French. There, make a racist joke. They're far away. Yeah, we missed out on the Queen's Vagina, which was opening in Paris as we speak. What is that? It's a piece of sculpture by Anish Kapoor.
Yeah.
Who's this famous Indian-English sculptor.
Yeah.
And it's controversy. Why? I mean, she's a queen and she has a...
It doesn't even look like one. It looks like...
Have you seen the Queen?
Oh, well.
You have seen a gramophone. Yeah. So you base your knowledge on one. You need to research this subject, young man. Drink a little more. It'll all become very clear to you. My God, who would want to do that? As an artist, we talk about Indian men dancing on the road, but Anish Kapoor, we need to talk to you. You're a celebrated sculptor.
So can I tell you that Magritte, René Magritte?
Yes.
Yes, Belgian.
Pretend we know. Pretend we know.
Yeah, Magritte.
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 Yeah. Magritte. Yeah. Magritte.
Magritte. Magritte. Magritte. Magritte. Magritte. Magritte. So Magritte used to make his compositions, his paintings, and then he would have a party, his wife would cook, and then his friends would take turns naming his pictures. I think this is what Mr. Kapoor has done. He made this sculpture and then was like, what the f*** should I call it? Oops, I said the word.
But what happened to Charlie Hebdo? I thought they were cool about everything in Paris. Suddenly, why is everybody getting upset? I think Indians are over there. It's me, Indians.
This guy made
it. We're the objecting
not
people.
Good, yeah.
Yeah, for no reason. I object.
I bet he only objected it. He made it.
He's like, I object. Could help it. DNA.
I mean, name it something controversial and then I'll object. Okay, now I'm calling.
I want to ask him one thing. So, do you notice him saying cheers now in the cheaper bars?
Yeah.
Because I've heard people actually
say cheers.
Cheers and all. That change has happened. And also, notice one last thing I want to say. Do you notice he's like to speak in Hindi? The Hindi language is a unifying language. Even though people, maybe five Marathi speaking or three Gujarati speaking, they tend to speak in Hindi.
Yeah,
everybody speaks Hindi.
And then they'll break into the other language at some point, so you know that's their better, the mother tongue.
Exactly.
Yeah. You get the dominance. Please
explore. You really do get to hear a lot of this at all these bars.
Yeah.
It's really good.
And if you go to the ones in Andheri, you'll hear a script coming from every table.
Wow.
There are films being discussed, there are projects.
I feel like crying.
It's amazing. Yeah.
And as they drink, do they tell the other guy what the contacts they have?
Yeah. Sunle,
By the end of the night, the film's flopped also. It's not like it's going to go on.
And the sequel will not be made.
Next night.
Oh, man. All right. Guys are taking this away from you, Chavi. You want to say something?
Yes, it's time for the AMA.
The AMA. Guys, AMA, ask me anything, whatever section. Please join in.
If you guys have questions, just
We got a question.
He's got a question.
Yes, so hold the question.
You first said you're doing me. Not doing me, but you said. Okay, we'll do that all again.
Wait a second.
You said you have a question. He says yes, and you said wait.
Yeah.
That's mean. He's like, do you want to ride? Yes. No, not now. I mean, that's wrong. That's principally wrong.
I admit it.
But you put his hand.
No, we're going in order. First is.
But you asked him. If you asked him, how can you order?
He answered my question.
But you asked him.
I didn't say, do you have a question?
He's the
you
guest.
Insist I ask
that guy doesn't exist. It may be a lie. You made up the question in the bathroom in the morning.
How dare you suggest
We don't know. It's a piece of paper which you're saying is an email. Anything is an email.
Look at what you've done.
What have you done?
So
your question better be worth it now.
Yes, you have a question.
And if your question is how to spell Kit Kat, let me tell you it's German. Very difficult. Yeah, okay, Chavi, you can
start. So, Yash, are you all right if I carry on?
Yes, I'm fine. I'll get over this.
Yeah, okay.
Wait,
you cry in the corner. Yeah. And
he cries fast, don't
we?
Yeah, he doesn't like
quick
this.
All right, Cyrus, Hello? Adish wants to know, what do you think of this IIFA? No, wait, it's called, it's pronounced something else.
IFA.
IFA.
Yes.
Wow, you're so elitist. You're worse than us. Oof.
I'm so plebeian.
I mean, they spend crores of rupees. They're the biggest actors in the world. They go to all these exotic locations and you don't even know what it's called. I salute you. If you were a little older, I would have married you. But
you already
say,
married.
I was going to say younger, then I backed off. I don't know, it was appropriate.
Thank you.
I give me an IFA.
Let me
do my acidity pills. Just to make sure that it really is there. All right, go on.
All right, so this IFA thing, going abroad.
They're in Malaysia, by the way.
Really?
I just want to say one thing about Malaysia for a second. I love the country. I've been there, but they had two terrible airline crashes last year and the prices have dropped. Maybe that's why IFA has gone. I'm just saying. It's possible.
You think there's a correlation?
There is.
Possible.
Definitely. They have to promote tourism again.
Maybe if everybody
cheap beer, it's all coming together. See?
Damn, I hope they flew Malaysian
airlines. Oh, stop it. No, don't. Okay, come on. Sorry. Move on.
So, is going abroad to do this IFA business an indication that the film industry is coming of age, or is it an indication of just how few people actually matter that the whole industry can pack up and go on holiday if 20 people agree to?
Have you seen a Hindi film in the last 1 month?
No.
With due respect to that film, what is it called? Dil Dhadakne Do, if you take out the middle word, whatever it's called. So, so I'm just saying, with due respect, I think we still have a long way to go. Let's ask the boys. Let's open this up to them. They're a little younger than me. And I think
they know how to pronounce IFA. Yeah,
yeah, they do. And they're visually, they're a little more, you know, with it. So let's go.
Visually.
Go on. Tell us.
Bollywood man.
And Karan was the Karan is in the television industry.
Yeah, exactly.
He devised a show called Champion Chalbaz, and he chose Cyrus and Sajid, the two ugliest men after Kunal Vijayakar in the business. So he should be shot, but because of his beer work, we're keeping him alive.
Yeah,
I think no one watches these award shows, and you know that the people going there, the people are going to win, and that's why they're going. I mean, does anyone buy that this guy is the best actor?
So it's a paid trip.
In the old days, the news channels would cover them entering the airport and all, like, you know, like it's the Pope or something, you know? And it's just some two-bit actress called Lena Paul being arrested by the EOW who's been taking out.
And covering her face.
And covering her face. In
most amount of publicity she's getting.
And suddenly realizing there are people out there and trying to weigh, but it's too late.
Yeah, I think no one
It's a bit of a sham, bit of a fraud.
Okay, all shams.
So I'm going to just display my ignorance a little further.
But please, please,
is this the same show in which they made Kevin Spacey dance? Was that
Yes. They did the fake Samsung selfie promotion in IFA, which they did at the Oscars.
I don't know about this.
They repeated a gag from the Oscar, or whatever you want to call it. But that's nothing new. If you just there's an app which tells you 94% of Hindi songs have been lifted from various cultures for the last 100 years, with due respect to SD, RD, PD, and LD. So
my dad used to help smuggle records in. For,
really?
Not smuggle. He used to bring records in.
You said smuggle. No, you said smuggle.
Smuggler. The context. So, R.D. Berman, somebody lived in our, worked with my dad. So, my dad would bring LPs whenever he traveled, and those LPs would then become hit songs.
So, your dad is responsible for all this plagiarized music?
No, just a small fraction.
But when they start taking Korean folk music and West African folk music, and those poor struggling artists are dying quietly, that's just really wrong.
Like a little Korean band out there trying to sue, like,
they're on one bar, they got like 2 gigs a year. What the hell?
At least back in the 60s and 70s, somebody bought the LP.
You were just downloading the Beatles or the Bee Gees and all. It's okay, you know, they've got money. But these are small time guys.
They're just downloading the MP3.
Exactly. Yeah. So that poor African guy is not even making any money now.
Very unfair.
At least back
then,
someone bought his LP.
I miss OCB, sir. Damn you all.
What
was the question anyway? I forgot.
Never mind.
Who cares?
From Anu, what's your favorite junk food to eat in Mumbai?
Oh, I have chips. I can't resist the simple wafer. Again, these guys go to cheap bars. Wafer is very much a product of that.
Very
the
important.
Salt, just a simple, you don't have to put masala or tomato or fine flavors or Saif Ali Khan's face, which looks a bit like a wafer sometimes. It's not that.
You're talking about like the hot chips, not from...
No, the normal road wafers that we grew up with, the OK wafers, B wafers, Jubilee wafers, the Kirana shop wafer guy with the plastic bag.
Yeah.
I love those wafers.
Hot chips is what I call them.
You call them hot chips? Why?
Because they're sold in shops that are called hot chips.
That's true.
That's true.
Chip is spelled C-E-A-P or chip, no. Chip is not spelled.
All right. Second part of the same question. What is your favorite
food? What is your favorite junk food?
Mine?
Yeah.
Dabeli.
I don't even know what that is. Is that a place outside Andheri? What is that?
No, that's a legit junk food from the street.
It sounds like some Oriya sexual word. I'll dabele you now.
God.
Bend over.
It's called dabele because it's dabaud, honestly.
Okay, stop it.
Okay.
Moving on. Let the boys answer. What's your favorite junk food?
Saif puri.
But that's almost prepared. Yeah. Okay, chalo, theek hai.
I love Pav bhaji for me.
But that depends on how good the Pav Bhaji is, no?
Yeah, but...
Sardar's?
No, I'm not a big fan.
Shiv Sagar.
No, not Shiv Sagar.
Where do you stay?
No, it's Sukh Sagar.
They're both the same, the cousins.
Yeah.
Where do you stay?
Sain.
So, what's the big guy there?
The big guys in actually in Matunga, it's classic Pav Bhaji.
You got to cross, you got to learn Tamil. Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Man, that's amazing. Yeah.
But classic's really good also.
Good? Yeah. Good stuff?
Really good.
And what is the rate now? I haven't had Pav Bhaji for a long time. I'm hungry. See what you did?
70, 80 bucks.
70, 80 bucks?
No, mad over. It's higher than that now.
No, no, classic.
For one Pav Bhaji on the road? Is the road guy?
No, no, it's a restaurant.
Ah, come on. Pav Bhaji is the
road guy? I don't think I've had.
Call the Prime Minister. Oh, man.
Dabeli I've had. 12 bucks.
I don't want your Dabeli. You keep everybody Dabeli. Next.
Ashok Vada Pav at Prabhadevi. I was at Kirti College.
What about the best one?
What about for me is about the freshness.
Vada Pav, that's the best one. Yeah. In the city.
Awesome.
It's damn good.
I refuse to let anyone tell me there's a better Vada Pav in this city than Ashok Vada Pav.
But like any time in the day, or you got to get it morning fresh?
You got to get it in the morning. It's done by lunch.
It's over.
There's one batch in the evening, but that's also
like
over.
A good Malaysian businessman. He doesn't want to work after lunch. Ho gaya, band ho gaya. Thank you, get lost tomorrow.
There's a part 3 to this question.
What? Tell us.
What is your favorite junk food outside India?
Oh, then I
really
like all
wants to know.
Outside India's junk food heaven if you have the money, but it's not really that cheap.
But all,
no, I like my Burger King with that other product that we aren't allowed to eat. Huh?
Uh-huh.
It's a very different feel altogether.
That must be the other red meat.
Oh
yeah.
Man, you know I'm so cheap that even if we go and other people are paying for it and all in the airport, I quietly go to the Burger King and eat it. Because nobody else, certainly more sophisticated parents are like, how dare you go to a Burger King? We're now in Thailand, we have to eat Thai food and from certain places. How dare? But I just go straight there. I love Burger King.
Okay, and you boys?
Yeah, burgers for sure.
Outside?
Humble cheeseburger. Yeah. McDonald's. I prefer
we
McDonald's.
We can't do it, no? We just don't do it as well as the for Americans,
no way.
For sure.
We just haven't figured out how to put pickle into the burger.
Yeah, like, it's a pickle.
That hasn't been cracked for people yet. They've been doing it for 50 years
now. Because in India, when you say pickle, the guy takes out his you-know-what.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, <I'm kidding.
laughs> Have a bite, marry me. Come home with me tonight.
Happy meal indeed.
There you go.
This is what it's like to do
sauce.
A show with four boys in one room.
Yeah, well.
Okay, last question.
You should be so lucky. It's me doing voices here. We got nobody.
Don't do that. Huh. Don't tell everybody got traced.
You didn't answer. You didn't answer your favorite outside.
You just said burgers.
Oh, all three are burgers? Yeah. All right.
All right, Neil wants to know, what sport other than cricket do you watch? Football, NBA, kabaddi?
Yeah, I like chess. I actually watched Anand getting thrammed 3 months ago, and I think we put it on our program. It was actually
the Norwegian kid, no?
Yeah, the Norwegian kid. Yeah. You don't know his name anymore. He'll come back to me.
Magnus
Carlsen. Yeah. So the funny thing is that when, and they're fast, they're as fast as chess players go, but it's still 3 or 4 minutes, and it's still a sport. Yeah. Okay, and cricket is slow because the bowler turns and whatever. You got 8-9 seconds before action happens, but this is something else. 3 or 4 minutes can actually pass, and it's heads. It's the head, the back of the head, and it's the finger. And that's it. That's what I can sell. So India versus Bangladesh is going to be huge against that. So we did it on the show, and we just did it at that pace, and it's really funny. Visually, because nothing happens. Oh, God, it's so much fun.
You should get cheerleaders into chess, no?
Oh, yeah, but at what pace?
C.
C. Have you watched chess? Have you watched chess?
No.
Do you know?
I'd rather watch paint dry.
Do you know the Sicilian defense?
No.
You don't know anything about chess?
No.
Okay, Bobby Fischer? Kramnik? Nobody?
Bobby Fischer sounds familiar.
Okay, forget it.
Actually, no, I know that from a movie.
Did you tell
with
Casper
John
off from Casper the Ghost?
No.
No, you don't care. All right, to answer the question, I like all sports. I follow all sports, quite frankly, except two. Formula One, I don't get because the car just goes round and round, and I feel I'm at Whirly Sea Face, and I hate it, and they just have better cars and not Indian accents. So I hate that. And golf, are you golf fans? I don't offend anyone.
I don't get golf.
You live somewhere, Vadala, next to the Chembur golf course, somewhere in the vicinity. I don't get golf.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy walks for hours and nothing happens again.
It's definitely not a spectator sport. There may be some joy to playing golf.
People will disagree with you.
Yeah.
My father's listening to this podcast. No. Come on, say something.
There
else.
Are golf. They're like right wingers, the golf lovers. I totally accept they'll hit you. Don't ever talk to
with
a golfer.
Those golf carts are fun.
Yeah. Oh, that I love. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But I play golf just to drive around in those all day. Just
and the funny clothes.
You also get a job there. Then you don't need to really
just kind of dress up like a clown and go for it.
You might get contacts at KitKat Bar. You just talk to them. Sir, I work there.
Willingdon.
Yeah. Oh God, no. All right. What sports do you like? Quickly, same question.
I am a huge football addict.
Did you watch the Juventus destruction?
Yes, I did.
Were you a Barcelona fan?
No, I'm a Manchester United fan.
I hate
so I didn't have a horse in that race, but I was watching it.
My son is a Liverpool fan, and like me, overreacts. He's had a terrible season.
Yeah, well, I'm a Liverpool fan. My entire life
has been
like this.
Two guys in the morning. Yeah.
That's going great. I'm
you think
sure.
Next season will be better because he cries and all, and the whole family gets affected.
Yeah, he'll do that.
And the last match,
this was my childhood also.
Listen, last match was 5-1, huh?
Yeah.
And my mom said, please don't watch it. It doesn't make any sense because the thing is over now.
Yeah.
You know, the top five, it doesn't really make any difference.
They lost so badly there that they went down.
It was 2-0 in about 15 minutes. Yeah, and he said, please put the TV off, Mikhail. And then at four, the fourth goal, it was the wail of Lata Mangeshkar early days. Ah! life is terrible. And my whole family gets upset. But what do we do about Liverpool?
What do we do about Liverpool? I've spent many hours thinking about
when
this.
When are they going to win again?
And then I decided to get another hobby for a while.
He stopped watching midway through the season.
Steven Gerrard overrated?
No, he's not overrated, but he's old now. So I had to go.
But unlike in India, they push them out well before their sell-by date. Quickly, Ronaldo's mother was caught with €55,000 at the Madrid airport last night. And let me tell you, the limit in Europe is 10,000. Huh?
Yeah.
Way above. Any points? What,
she was only caught with €55,000?
Cash! In her handbag!
Ronaldo makes more than that.
She must have gone shopping right before. Yeah. That's why it was so little.
It must mean Ronaldo's, what, morning pay?
Since we started
recording this podcast, he's been about 4 million.
And that's the goal, Ronaldo. Not even talk about the real one. All right, next question. Are we done?
We're done.
Oh, you haven't answered. Favorite sport?
Karan.
You don't know sports at all?
No. No sports.
How do you guys hang out? Two of them are sports crazy and football crazy and you're nothing?
Well, last year's been good because he doesn't want to discuss the football because he's a Liverpool fan. We haven't discussed sports at all.
No, I'm a Liverpool fan.
Sid is a football
fan. I'm not doing this. Next year.
He doesn't want to discuss football anymore, so we just talk about other stuff.
But what is it with us Indians that we discuss the EPL and things like that, the FA or the Spanish League or whatever, but we don't ever discuss Dempo versus Mohammedan Sporting?
Because they all look like they're going to have a heat stroke in 5 minutes and fall, yeah.
What about the ISL? No time for the ISL? All the retired, old one-legged footballers coming here. Paul Gascoigne will come straight on a stretcher with a beer in his hand. Yeah. Cheap bar, show me cheap bar.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my Gascoigne accent, by the way.
That's Gascoigne. Nice.
There you go, Tottenham. What happened to Sheffield Wednesday and all these old names when I was growing up? All gone.
They all went home only. Yeah.
It's really sad.
Liverpool will go that way, I'm sure.
Thanks, sir.
It's like West Indian cricket, man. Help.
Yeah.
Alright guys, you've been fabulous, you've been wonderful, and this football has destroyed the peace of mind of Charlie. She just lost interest altogether.
No,
although you know Leo. Leo is your favorite.
Yeah, Leo's my favorite.
And you call him Leo, you don't call him Messi. I mean,
first name comes.
Yeah, she knows him.
There's a couple of others, but that's okay. We won't.
Your wife is called Leo?
No, my question.
You didn't give him his question.
Please.
I was sidelined, and then. Alright, my question to you is, would you like to come with us to a bar and review it with us?
100%.
Bar of your choosing. You take us to your favorite.
Let's go to a bar we've not been to, because be the fun. After some time, once they know you, there's a certain love and respect, so it doesn't count that much.
So a bar that none of us have been.
None of us. All four of us have to go to a new bar.
We'll figure out the location.
And we'll go.
Yes.
And review it. And we'll drink.
Sounds great.
Who'll pay? I know it's cheap, but who'll pay? Amit, where are you running? Producer, come. Where the hell? He's just gone. He's walked out. I can't believe the guy. He's just walked out. The moment you say. All right, folks. Thank you so much. It's wonderful. And Charlie, I would hug you, but I'm sweating. Boys, I know your names. Karan, Suyash, Siddhant, am I right? And I don't even have the page. It's called The Adventures of a Cheap Beer. See, I can't find the page, so I know it all by heart.
The Adventures of Cheap Beer.
I'm sure it's going to do really well because this is a generation, I think, is a little tougher than mine. The youngsters growing up is like, they want to drink, they're going to drink. There's not much the government can do about this anymore. They're going to stand up and be counted. Of course, we used to drink and drive. Those days are gone. Never do that. It's the worst thing in the world to drink and drive.
On that PSA type note,
let's
say bye to everybody who's listening to us.
Let me just. Maybe just around the. No, it's wrong. Just don't drink and drive. Not even one round of the building. No, that's wrong. Mrs. Sharma will get hit again. And, that ends badly for everyone. All right, bye bye, everybody. Say bye bye to.
Bye.
There's only three people. You can call them by name, Aparna and friends who are listening to our podcast. Shall we? We'll end with our beer song. Okay. Boys, sing.
We don't have a beer song.
You don't have a beer song? All right, we'll work on that when we come back.
You're listening to Cyrus Says.
All views and opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily the views and opinions of the IndusVox Media Network or any of our show advertisers or sponsors. No animals were harmed in the making of this podcast, obviously.